This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are serving you breakfast until 9. Divi complexion with Makadzi Mpomashita. And macharoni abudi. The level nanams. It's quarter to weekend.
Korochi weekend.
Yeah.
Weekend etoma. Kalavuraru.
Oh.
You
I'm
didn't
that
get
late.
The memo, ne? Well, in the final hour of the show, I'm so excited to have this conversation. Molemo Maruhanya, affectionately known as Jup Jup, held a press conference recently in which he told the country about the remake of the iconic song, Ndikokele. The aim, of course, being for the proceeds of the song to go to the families of everyone who was impacted in that 2010 tragic accident. But right now we're talking to Jup Jup as we look at the developments around this song.
Jup, lama sweet, I'm in correction, Sigis. What else do you say, Mfit?
Oh, Papa, lama sweet, ding dong.
Yes, that's okay. Welcome to the show, Puti.
I'm good, thank you, man. How are you, sisters? How are you?
No, we're great. So honored to have you on the show this morning. Listen,
you
brought out the big guns for this song. You brought out all the soul healers, you know. Was it difficult? Was it difficult to choose who you want to be part of this song?
The selection was difficult, but I knew what I wanted to get from the song. So the song already, as it, you know, the song cries on its own. The song is a motivational song. And sometimes, you know, the song can take you on a thinking trip, you know, when I don't remember being there, and the next thing you just disappear while in the conversation with, you know, with people. So, there's a lot of good vocalists out there. There's a lot of good singers. There's a lot of, you know, women of God, men of God. However, it needed that hand thing. So I think what made it easier for my selection was I had to go down out of 30 names and say, okay, fine, which are the songs that helped me going to Santa Mtileka Mohar? So, and which are the people that kind of helped me going? And when I came out, what kind of motivated me? Or what kind of lifted up my spirit? Or what said, hey, this is a new sound? So that's how it kind of minimized my selection.
Yeah.
And came down to this.
For a lot of people that are going to hear the song on radio, it's going to be Jup Jup remix featuring various artists. Who are those artists that feature on this remix?
That's Benjamin Dube, Lebo Sokobela, Judith Sepume, Mamreka Malope, Linda the vocalist, Nati, Tikinze from Nigeria, members from Joyous Celebration. And so it's Black Diamond. So it's crazy. It's crazy. And all these people handpicked precisely, and they just took everything home. And the funny thing is, when I picked up, look, there's other artists which I will not mention that I picked up the phone to call, and a lot of them turned me down. And now we see them on social media saying what an amazing song. So, I think people still have that saying of the association with Jup Jup or whatever, but people don't ever get to kind of like see the bigger picture of things. And that, you know, a lot of people start acting and want to act holier than thou. And this is one of the things that I wanted to mention in the press conference. Sorry, Khori. If in life you've never done a mistake, however big or small, because our paths are not the same. If you've never made a mistake, please pick up your hand. And, even if I'm out here now entertaining, I'm only serving God's purpose. I'm doing what I have been known to do, what fans know me to do. So I'm out here now trying to teach anybody, whether you're black, white, yellow, blue, green, that irrespective of whatever you may do, nobody's got a GPS along their pathway.
Yeah.
And whatever trial or whatever problem you may face, make sure that you take full responsibility and ownership of that, because it's only cowards that shy away and hide it. You don't know by taking full responsibility who you may be helping, who you may be healing. I'm still healing. I'm still trying to get over it. Just because I'm out here catching cheetahs, just because I'm out here dancing on stages, does not mean what I do when I'm sitting alone, because that time comes back. So I'm not here trying to bring back those kids. I'm not here trying to buy those families. I'm not trying to do that. I'm saying, those kids, were coming back from school, I know for those kids, tomorrow we're going to be breadwinners for the families. So all I'm saying is that I'm trying to play my part to say, Mama, Papa, let me be your child. Do you understand the way I was raised up? So. This may not make a difference, but this will generally some way help. Let me do this. Yeah. Just the way that I was, and I just moving on a couple pillow back.
Exactly.
So this is just something that I'm trying to get across so that people do not get sidetracked by what I understand. And when somebody says, no, oh, Jupiter has moved on a couple pillow back. I don't do things according to social media. In fact, I never wanted social media. My team told me it's good for business. That's why I don't show anything of mine private there. I don't do anything according to who says what or who's got a comment. And it's funny enough, it's the people I know who they cannot even afford data that I've got a lot to say about you. Irrespective, a person or Lohore has got data or not. The point is, it's a freedom of speech. But be careful what comes out of the mouth, because tomorrow you never know if it may happen to you.
Yeah, I think that answers my next question, because I wanted to find out what was going through your mind during that press briefing. And the families, how have they received this gesture?
Well, I really hope, Hore, you know, it's landed to them possibly in a positive way, because I just saw to my poor conditions.
Okay.
So as soon as after that, then I can. But there has been certain procedures and ways that this whole fund has been dealt with. So even if my poor conditions are so failed, but things will still start happening in the way. And then when I get the opportunity to call, once the parole officer can allow me to live out, then I will gladly do that.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned this, you touched on this early on about, you know, whoever, during the press conference when you said, if anyone has never made a mistake, raise up your hand. And I want you to answer this next question in mind, having somebody who's made a mistake in their lives and your words might carry them. After everything that has happened, you know, since that fateful day, what do you say to yourself when you are alone with yourself?
After everything that, sorry, just come again?
No, I'm saying since the accident, since everything that you've gone through, you know, what do you say to yourself when you are alone with yourself?
The grace and the mercy and the favor that God has gone upon me, I cannot answer that. I cannot answer that. I can only live every day knowing and trying to find out what else more He wants me to do, because I never got to understand why is it that things happened the way they happened.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing that I've ever, never done, is ever question Him and ask Him, why me? Because if it's not why me, then who else? So,
have you forgiven yourself for what has happened to you?
To tell you the truth, no, bro. Not at all. It's very hard, you know.
Yeah.
You. It's very hard. You can't, you know. And it's almost a decade done. You know, you can't. And you know, the funny thing is that you don't know, Jorge, people, they talk, you know, people will say things, whether it's good or bad. People will judge, you know, without even knowing anything. Without even walking that road, people will judge. But the fact of the matter is that, you can see the flesh around me, you can see everything, matter inside, I may be a dead man. Then what are you going to say about that? Because you don't even know how I'm coping about this. You understand?
Yeah, no, we get that. And we hope that as we're just about to play the song just now, that it's a healing song to the rest of South Africa. Thank you so much for talking to us. One quick request. You don't have to answer this. I am asking for the remake of certain songs from Fresh Air, Jup Jup, Supersonic, Sweet Sensation. It's all good. You heard me. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much. Anybody that wants to get a Jup Jup is @official_JupLamaSwetamani. Thank you, Capricorn. I will be coming to Limpopo. I will be coming there. And I see the support everywhere that's been coming also from Much Love. Thank you so much.
Hopefully you are coming to perform, not with your camera crew.
I know, to perform.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.